Falstaff Synopsis. Act 1, Scene 1. The opera opens in the Garter Inn, where the main character Falstaff is in a huge bed together with a young woman hidden amongst rumpled covers. He's a knight who, once the friend of royalty, is now overweight and self-indulgent and has degenerated to a life of indolence dominated by alcohol. Bardolph and Pistol, his retainers, give him some companionship but only limited support. Also part of his household is Robin, a page. Dr. Caius storms in to complain of a string of offences that Falstaff has committed against him, complaining also that Bardolph and Pistol have made him drunk. He threatens to take action against them all. Falstaff admits his transgressions, but the other two refute the accusations against them amidst a scene of some ribaldry. Dr. Caius leaves, still railing against Falstaff. Falstaff has no money left and conceives the notion he can seduce two respectable women, Alice Ford, the wife of a wealthy merchant, and Meg Page, in a ploy to persuade them to give him money. He's written love letters to them. Bardolph and Pistol refuse to deliver these, saying it would compromise their honour. Falstaff falls out with them and gets his page to deliver the letters. Act 1, Scene 2 is set in the garden of Ford's house, where Alice Ford and her daughter Nanetta meet Meg Page and Mistress Quickly. Alice and Meg discover they've received identical letters from Falstaff. The two women are outraged but amused, and with their friends concoct a plan to have their revenge on Falstaff. They leave and Ford enters with four men, all clamouring for his attention. Dr. Caius complains about Falstaff. Bardolph and Pistol try to warn him Falstaff has plans to seduce his wife. Fenton, a gentleman who's in love with Nanetta, tries to get Ford's favourable attention. Ford finally learns of Falstaff's letter to Alice, and he begins to plan his revenge on Falstaff. The women return. Fenton and Nanetta manage a brief moment together, avoiding her father, who intends his daughter should marry Dr. Caius. Fenton hides as both the men and the women develop their plans of revenge against Falstaff. Mistress Quickly is sent to arrange a meeting between Alice and Falstaff. Act 2, Scene 1. Again the scene is the Garter Inn. Bardolph and Pistol return to be reconciled with Falstaff. They usher in Mistress Quickly, who passes to Falstaff a message from Alice, saying she's in love with him and inviting him to visit her at a time when her husband will be absent from the house. A second message from Meg is passed on, saying she also loves him, but that her husband is rarely away from home. Falstaff is filled with pleasure at his apparent amorous successes when a third visitor is announced. This is Ford, but disguised and assuming the name of Master Brooke, who comes with gifts of sherry and gold for Falstaff and announces that he also is in love with Alice, but has had no success in his attempts to seduce her. He suggests if Falstaff could win her first, then once she's proved unfaithful to her husband, she might well be persuaded to repeat her infidelity. Falstaff falls into the trap and boasts of his arranged assignation with the lady when her husband is out, whilst Ford's jealousy mounts. Falstaff gets prepared for his meeting with Alice, appearing in all his finery. Both men leave. Act 2, Scene 2. The scene changes to Ford's house, where Alice and the other women are preparing for Falstaff's visit. Alice orders the servants to bring in a laundry basket. Nanetta is in tears because her father has informed her she's to marry Dr. Caius. The women console her, and Alice declares it will never happen. Falstaff arrives and begins his attempts to seduce Alice, but Mistress Quickly rushes in to announce that Meg has arrived. Falstaff hides behind a screen. Meg enters with the news that Ford, very angry, is on his way home, convinced that Alice is hiding a lover. Ford arrives with a group of men and searches for Alice's supposed hidden lover, emptying the laundry basket in his hunt. As the men disperse through the house, Falstaff declares his love for Meg and begs her to save him. She forces him into the laundry basket, covering him with dirty linen. In the melee, Fenton and Nanetta take the chance to hide behind the screen and declare their love. When their kissing is overheard, Ford assumes it is Falstaff and his wife and throws down the screen whilst the women ensure Falstaff is not revealed. Ford orders Fenton to leave whilst he continues searching. Alice calls the servants and orders them to tip the laundry basket out of the window and the contents into the river below. Water splashes up. Laughter follows when she reveals who, along with the dirty laundry, is in the River Thames. At this point, there will be a 20-minute interval. Act 3, Scene 1. Act 3 starts at the Garter Inn. Falstaff is disgruntled after his soaking in the Thames. He calls for mulled wine as he bewails his fate in the laundry basket and his ageing body. He cheers when Mistress Quickly arrives, bringing him a letter from Alice, who proposes another meeting. This time she suggests they meet at Herne's Oak in Windsor Great Park and that he comes disguised as a huntsman. Together they leave. Outside the inn, Alice, Meg and Nanetta, together with Ford, Dr. Caius and Fenton, plan a masquerade which will be their next trick on Falstaff. Nanetta will be dressed as Queen of the Fairies, Meg will be a wood nymph and Mistress Quickly a witch. Together they'll taunt Falstaff. Ford and Dr. Caius, left alone, have another plan which will see Dr. Caius, who'll be disguised as a monk, married to Nanetta in her guise of Queen of the Fairies. By this, Ford's ambition for his daughter will be achieved. But Mistress Quickly has overheard them. Alice, Meg and Mistress Quickly make Fenton dress in monk's robes, then hide. Act 3, Scene 2. Falstaff comes as midnight strikes, disguised as a huntsman, and meets Alice. He declares his love when Meg cries that witches are coming. Alice runs away, leaving Falstaff alone. The wood fills with strange beings who process around the oak and fall on Falstaff, tormenting him with pinches and punches, tumbling him about until he repents of his misdeeds. Smelling brandy, he recognises Bardolph as one of his tormentors. As Bardolph moves away, Mistress Quickly instructs him to dress in white. Falstaff recognises Master Brooke and greets him until Alice introduces him as her husband. Falstaff has been fooled. Ford proceeds to marry the Queen of the Fairies to the monk. When the disguises are removed, it's discovered that Ford has married Bardolph to Dr. Caius. Falstaff asks, who now has been fooled? Alice replies, all three, Falstaff, Dr. Caius and Ford. She appeals to her husband to agree to the union of Nanetta and Fenton. He relents and the young couple come forward for his blessing. As the other characters move away, Robin, the page, comes forward and hugs Falstaff. As Falstaff says, the whole world is a jest, but it is best for him who has the last laugh of all.